secrets, my mother told me once, are just stories turned inside out. We were sitting in the backyard on a clear, dark night, and because I could see Cassiopeia's lazy zigzag in the sky above me, I pictured a star folding in on itself until it collapsed. It would leave a blinking black space above the atmosphere, I knew, yawning and hungry and full of words. It would be insatiable. But I didn't tell my mother this. Instead, I told her that she sounded suspiciously like a lyric from one of my father's songs. I knew she'd know the one. Inside this secret are all the stories you used to tell, years and months and days ago, when I knew you so well. My mother smiled and shrugged. Yeah, because I wrote that line. She turned her face up toward the jet-black, star-dusted sky and, true to form, wouldn't say anything else about it. This story stayed front to back and right side in, always. So I looked for proof on my own that night, like I had so many times before, sneaking back down the stairs after my mother went to bed. I went to her CD cabinet and stood in the circle of amber streetlight shining in through the window. I ran my finger over the ridged plastic of their spines until I saw his name, Kieran Ferris, and the title of his first solo record, Haven, which came out when I was 3. I slipped the glossy liner notes from the case, and I found the space for the song called Secret Story. Their names, K. Ferris, M. Ferris, huddled close in parentheses after the title, a year after they broke up. In a few dozen songs, in a sprinkling of small places like this, they'd be together forever. In 3 hours, I'll be on a plane to New York to see my sister, Luna. But right now, I'm in the kitchen trying to get my suitcase to close. It's August, and the room feels like a fever. I lie down flat on top of the case and pull the zipper as hard as I can, but its edges still won't meet. I rest my cheek on the nylon and take a deep breath. It's so hot, I could almost believe all the water in my body is slowly evaporating into the air. My hair slides damply across my forehead and pools on the hardwood floor. Lying there, I take out my phone and type a text, a lyric that just floated into my head. Sunbeam headed in the wrong direction, mixed up gleam in the sky. I look at the words on the screen for a second, and then I press send. Just then, my mother's face pops up in the window closest to me, and I jump. Almost ready? She asks. Through the screen, her face is blurry, a pale oval with a mass of dark hair piled on top. She's been a little jittery since I bought my plane ticket, though I know she won't admit it. Instead, she's cleaned every inch of our house, and just this morning declared war on the weeds. She's been in the backyard for hours, yanking out crabgrass and decapitating dandelions. Over her shoulder, I can see the enemy combatants wilting in a sad pile at the edge of the driveway. Of course, with my mother, it's never enough for her just to do it either. She has to narrate it through the window while I'm eating my breakfast. The gist of it is, I am woman, hear me weed, etc., through my whole bowl of oatmeal. Yeah, I'm almost there. I sit up and bounce lightly on the top of the suitcase, finally managing to yank the zipper shut. It's Luna's old one, small and dark green, a little dirty at the corners. It's stuffed to bursting. I had a hard time making decisions about what to bring because I can't be certain which Luna I'll find when I arrive. Will it be sweet, syrupy Luna, exhaling love and kindness with every breath? Or dormant volcano Luna, all her energy and leftover anger channeled somewhere beneath the surface. She's always changing, shifting, and I want to be prepared.